Today's shiur has been dedicated by Eli Brisky, the Eloi Nishmas, his grandfather, Don Yosef ben Menachem, on his yahrzeit. The schus of Torah learning from this shiur should provide the neshama with a continuous aliyah. We're on Tesamet Aleph, the first wide line, the eighth last word on the line where it says, Amarav Papa. Yesterday we learned the brisa of Rabbi Yossi Barebi, who went through some history. It was clear from that brisa yesterday that the Greeks ruled over Eretz Yisrael, starting from 386 years before the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. And they ruled for 180 years, which was followed by a period which was essentially considered Roman rule of 206 years, divided between the Hashmonai dynasty and the Hurdis dynasty. Now that Brisa concluded that a Tana, as a person teaching a Brisa, should calculate when he wants to date something, let's say like when he wants to express the date when teaching this very brisa, he should calculate the number of years since the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. Gemara today begins with a teaching of Rav Papa, who refers to a different dating system called Minyan Shtaros. And this refers to the dating system that was typically used by scribes when, for example, drafting a document of divorce or other legal document. And under this system, they would record the date in terms of the number of years since the beginning of Greek rule. As we shall see, this dating system of Minyan Shtaros presumes that Greek rule began 380 years before the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. And even though yesterday the Braisa said they actually began 386 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. However, the answer is, for the first 6 years of the Greek rule, they only ruled in Elam, so it was more of a limited rule. Their rule was expanded 6 years later, and so the calculation for Minyan Shtaros starts from that time, 380 years before the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. So Papa today explains that if either a scholar teaching a Braisa or a scribe wants to date his legal document lost track of the exact number of years for his dating system, if he does know the number of years of the other dating system, he could use that, extrapolate from there, and figure out the specific number of years for his own system. So the Gemara begins, Amarav Papa. Papa said, and first of all, Itai Hai Tana, if a Tana, meaning a Torah scholar who's teaching a Braisa, his Tai became mistaken, he became confused, he's uncertain as to the exact year since the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, which again is how a teacher of Braises would record the date in his teachings. V'lo yada pratika mihave. He doesn't know the exact year since the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. Now surely he knows which century it is since the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. He's just unsure of prati. That is, you know, the tens place and the ones place of the number of years since Churban Bayis Sheni. Says Rav Papa, he can easily extrapolate the specific year number since Churban Bayis Sheni as follows. L'shailei l'safra kamaksiv. He need only ask a scribe what specific year number he is writing in his legal documents, which once again is the number of years since the beginning of Greek rule, 380 years before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So of course, since this Tana is only starting his count from the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, he could simply subtract 380 from the total number of years that the scribe is using, and he would then arrive at the correct, you know, total number of years for his dating system. But Rav Papa says it's even simpler than that, because again, we're assuming he didn't forget the number of centuries, you know, the hundreds place since Churban Bayis Sheni. Therefore, we're only concerned with the tens place and ones place. And so he could, if he wants, subtract 80 from the tens and ones place of the scribe's date. But the way Rav Papa suggests to do it is, and it brings us to the exact same place, which is Vinitfi Alayu Esrin. He should simply add 20 years to, again, starting from the tens place of the scribe's date, and whatever sum he gets will answer his question. That will be the number of prati years to add to the century number to his own dating system. And thereby, mashkach le l'chumre, he will find what he needs to know. So for example, if it's been 500 years since Greek rule, and this scholar knows it's been 100 years, at least since the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, What he does is he simply adds 20 to the, starting from the tenth place of the scribe's date, which in this case is just 00, so he adds 20 to that, and he figures out that it's been 120 years since destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. And that's what he'll write in his Braisa. Bisimanach. And here is a simin, you know, to help remember this calculation. We have the pasuk in Vayetze, where Yaakov Avinu says, "Zeli esrim shana beveisecha." Says to Lavan, "I've been 20 years in your house." So in this pasuk, we have 20 years in connection with your house, alluding to the house of Hashem, the Beis Hamikdash. And it says 20 years. So that helps us remember that to figure out the dating system that starts from the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, 20 years would be added to the scribe's number. Rav Papa explains, the converse, of course, would work as well. That is, Itai Safra, let's say the scribe loses track of this specific number of years. Again, he knows how many centuries it's been since the beginning of Greek rule, but he's unsure of this specific day, the tens place and the ones place. So Nishailei Letana Kamachashiv. He can ask Etana, who teaches Brysos, how many years he is up to in his system, counting from the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, of course, he could add 80 years. That would get him to where he needs to. But Rapapa uses the smaller figure of 20. And so, if you're going to use the 20, then V'niftzar Minayu Esrin Shnit. By subtracting 20 from, you know, starting from the tenth place of the scholar's number, that will bring you to the exact same place. If you add 80, it's the same thing. If you subtract 20, he will find his knot, he'll find the answer that he needs. Says Rapapa v'simanach, to remember this with a simin, just remember the following line, Safra Bitsira. As we know, a scribe is Bitsira. He's very selective in choosing his words. If, for example, he's writing a Sefer Torah, he has to be very precise, you know, to get every single nuance that is required when writing the words of the Torah. It helps remind us that when it is a scribe who's trying to extrapolate from the date of a teacher of Brises, he's going to subtract the number 20, whereas Tana Tosva, a Tana increases. He says more, referring to the fact that many of the Tanaic teachings are incorporated in the Brysos, which essentially add to the Mishnayos. So that helps us remember that if it's the Tana who's trying to figure it out based on the scribe's number of years, then he, the Tana, is to add 20 years. The Gemara now presents another Brysa, and Rav Papa will follow up with a teaching based on the Brysa. Tana de Be'elio. The Tana de Be'elio taught as follows. Sheshes alafim shana havi'olam. The world shall exist for 6,000 years. Corresponding to Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, the 6 days in which the world was created. So there'll be 6 millennia. And just like after Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, it was Yom HaShabbos, the day of rest of Shabbos, so too the world will rest and enter a different period of existence, rest of state for the 7th millennium. Tana Be'elio describes further, Shnei Alafim Tohu. The first 2,000 years of the world's existence are described as the years of Tohu, of nothingness, because for this period of time, the world was devoid of Torah. Then Shnei Alafim Torah. Period of Tohu was followed by 2,000 years of Torah. Now the world had something. Now the world had Torah. And then, Shnei Alafim Yimosa Moshiach. The final 2,000 years are described as the days of Moshiach. For at any time during this period of 2,000 years, which of course we're currently in, Moshiach could come and herald the final redemption. The Raisa says, Bavonoseinu Sherabu Yotzemehen Mashi Yotzemehen. In our many sins, we have lost whatever number of years it is until this point. Until the present, you calculate from the beginning of the Yemos Mashiach period until the present, and that gives you the number of years of, you know, potential years of Mashiach that we've lost due to our numerous sins that has prevented the Mashiach from coming. The Gemara wonders, Shnei Alafim Torah Me'emas. When did this period described as the 2,000 years of Torah begin? So the most natural and obvious explanation would be that it began from the day that the Torah was given, from Matan Torah. The Gemara says, though, that cannot be, for Adhashta Leka Kulehai. From the date of Matan Torah, which was 2,448 years since creation, so from that date until today, so the time of the Gemara, that would be at about the end of the 4th millennium, so about year 4,000, well, then you, of course, have less than 2,000 years that transpired from the date of Matan Torah until year 4000. As the Gemara says, Dechi Ma'ayint Behu, so when you look into it, and Rashi goes through the different generations, how we calculate this, you end up with Trei Alfi Prati Dahai Alfa Hu Davai. A number that is well in excess of 2,000 years. Again, it's 2,448 years. And so again, from that time until year 4,000, it's less than 2,000. So this would not get us to the 2,000 years of Torah. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Ela, mi v'yes ha-nefesh esh'osu v'choron. The period of 2,000 years of Torah began at the time period described in this pasuk in Lech Lecha, that mentions the souls were acquired by Avraham and Sarah. And this is referring to the people that Avraham and Sarah brought to Hashem. So since they taught them, the Torah taught them the ways of Hashem, it's as if they created them. Now, Gemiri, the Avraham, Yayishaita, Barcham, Shevetarti, Have. Avraham Avinu began amassing these students, bringing them close to Hashem when he was 52 years old. And since Avraham was born in the year of 1948 since creation, 52 years later would be exactly 2,000 years since creation, beginning the era of the years of Torah. So this fits perfectly, as the Gemara says, Kama bitziron miditani tana. How many years were we missing? Like when we started from Matan Torah, how many years was that off from this period of 2,000 years of the years of Torah? We mentioned that it was off by Arba Me'a V'Arba'im Mutmanya Shinin Avyan. It was 448 years fewer than we needed to get the full 2,000 years of this period. And so now we have the answer for Ki Me'ayin Tebei Me'a Nefesh Esherosu V'Charon Ad Matan Torah. You calculate the number of years from this time period when Avraham taught the Torah, it was 52, until Matan Torah, or Arba Me'a V'Arba'im Mutmanya Shinin Avyan. Or 448 years. That's exactly where we need to be. So we see these years of Torah began from the time that Avraham Avinu was 52, and it lasted for 2,000 years until then ushered in the beginning of the fifth millennium, the years of Mashiach. It should be noted that since the destruction of the second base of Migdash was in the year of 3,828, and we just stated that the years of Mashiach, or potentially the redemption, could be ushered in, began in year 4000, it means that Hashem decreed that the exile should last at least 172 years. The amount of years remaining in the fourth millennium, with the beginning of the fifth millennium, was already possible for Mashiach to come. Just due to our numerous sins, we've lost as many of those years as we have lost. Now, we have a comment of Rapapa, similar to Rapapa's previous comment, based now on the information we just learned in this braisa. Rapapa said, Itoi tana veloyade prate kamahave. If a teacher of braisas comes along and he wants to, fill in the blank, so to speak, of the braisa we just learned, that says you should fill in, the number of years that due to our numerous sins we've lost of Yemosu Mashiach, or potentially Mashiach, could have come. So let's say the teacher in question lost track of the exact number of years that have gone by since the beginning of the era of Yemosu Mashiach, since the beginning of the fifth millennium. Again, he knows the number of centuries, he's just not sure what the exact year is, the tenth place and the ones place. Says Rapapa, Shailei Lisafra Kamaksiv. He may consult a legal document written by a scribe and see the number of years he wrote using the Minyan Shtaras dating system, which again starts from the beginning of Greek rule, and he then simply is Vinitfe Alayu Arbein Vitmani. He just adds 48 years again to starting from the tenth place, and that number, Mashkech Leil Chumre, and that would give him his answer. For if the scribe starts from the beginning of Greek rule, well, that happened 552 years prior to the year 4000. So we could simply subtract 52, or the same thing is accomplished by adding 48. So that's what he does, just adds 48, starting from the tenth place, and that would give him the exact number of years that we are into the Yemos HaMashiach. So for example, if it's been 810 years since the beginning of Greek domination, and this Tana knows he's in the second century of Yemos HaMashiach, so he just adds 48 to that 10, and that would tell him that it's 258 years into Yemos HaMashiach. And Rapapa again provides Visimana Chasimin to remember this, is turning to Amid Beis, the Pasuk of Arbaim Ushmona Yir. The Pasuk that relates the law of the 48 Levite cities. So that helps him remember that he adds 48 to the Minyan Shtaris year of the scribes. And then the converse would, of course, work as well. That is, Vitaya Safra, if a scribe lost track of the number of years since the beginning of Greek rule used by the scribes, well then, Nishaylei Litana Kama Ketani, if he's able to ask a Tana who knows the number of years since the beginning of year 4000, and again, you know, he already knows how many centuries it's been since the beginning of Greek rule, he's just not sure about the rest of it. So he could take from the 10th place of the Tana's number of Nivtzar Minar by Mishun. Of course, at this time he would subtract 48 in Mashkach Le'Lechumrei, and that would give him his answer. We see Manech, a simon to remember this, is we had above, Safra Betzira Tana Tosva. We just recall the fact that a scribe is very precise, you know, he chooses his words very selectively, and so that helps him remember that the scribe is supposed to subtract the number, 48 in this case, whereas Tana Tosva, the Tana is Tosva, he adds, he, you know, further explains the Mishnah, so that helps us remember that the Tana, writing his date in his Braisa, would add the number 48. The Gemara now connects this discussion of the number of years since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed with the issue of calculating the year of the Shemitah cycle. Of course, the Torah says every 7 years, the year in Eretz Yisrael is observed as Shemitah, in which there's no farming. The first Shemitah was observed, you know, once the land of Eretz Yisrael was settled, and we entered in the days of Yeshua. But eventually, of course, we were exiled. Once we entered Eretz Yisrael again, the Shemitah count was started again. Our Gemara here works on the premise that there was a Shemitah observed the year before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. The count of the post-destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash era began the year after. And so we take the number of years of the post-Churban Bayit Sheni era and add a year to arrive at this known Shemitah year. Of course, if a person knows a more recent Shemitah, it would just take, you know, that year until the present, divided by 7, and the remainder would be the year into the present Shemitah cycle. But the one could do it this way. One could go from the Shemitah that was observed the year before the post-Churban Bayit Sheni era. As the Gemara now explains, Amar Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua, Haiman de lo yada kam mishnei b'shavua u'omeid. If somebody's unsure of what year we're up to in the Shemitah cycle, but he does know the number of years since the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, so he can do the following. Take that number and nitvi chad shasa, just add 1 year to that. As explained earlier, that will give him the total number of years since the last Shemitah that was observed before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. At this point, you really could simply divide by 7, and the remainder will be the number of years into the Shemitah cycle that we're at. And of course, if there's no remainder, it means that the present year is a Shemitah year. It should also be noted that this calculation presumes, like the Tana of Yehuda, whose view on how Yovel works is that simply after every 7th Shemitah, the year after is the Yovel year, and that the year 50 also counts 1 year into the next Shemitah calculation, so that the next Shemitah will only be 6 years later. So according to that, indeed, you simply divide by 7, whereas according to the Rabbanon, who say that no, the Yovel year doesn't count toward the next Shemitah cycle, well, that means, therefore, that in a person's calculations, you're going to have to adjust for those Yovel years that intervened that, you know, offsets the calculation. You can't just divide by 7. You'd have to adjust for the Yovel years. But anyway, the Gemara continues with a method where if a person did not want to have to divide 7 into the entire number, he could split the total number since the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash plus 1 into the hundredths place and then the rest of the number, like the Klali and the Prati. So for example, let's say it's been 632 years since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So first you add 1, 633 years. The Gemara is saying, then take that 633 and split it into centuries and the rest of the years. So we have 6 centuries plus 33 years. Here's how you then deal with the two groups of numbers. V'nechshav klali b'yovli u'prati b'shivui. We think of the centuries group in terms of Yovel 49-year periods, and then we simply will divide the rest into the 7-year Shemitah periods as follows. V'nishko mimea trei. Regarding the number of centuries, which in our example is 6, we must account for the fact that you don't have a clean number of Shemitos in a given century. Rather, Seven only evenly divides into 98. So you have, 14 Shemitos per century with the remainder of two. So really all we have to worry about are those 2 years. We have to just, keep track of, add 2 years from each century. So if we have six centuries, we have 12 years that has to be added to our calculation. Vinishti Aprati, so we'll add the 12 years in our example to our prati numbers, as the remaining numbers are beyond the number of centuries. In our example, that's 33. So therefore, we have 45 years. Vinishvinu leprati b'shvui. Let's take this number 45. And now, simply divide by 7, and viyad kamishnei b'shavua. Upon dividing by 7, so we have a 6, remainder 3. So now, we know that we're up to year 3 in the current Shemitah cycle. V'simana chesimin, to remember this point, how we add 2 years for each century to our calculation. Just recall the pasuk that says, kizesh in osayim harav v'kerev aretz. There have been 2 years of famine through the land. So this is a hint that reminds us of the 2 years mentioned in the above calculation. The Gemara brings another related teaching. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, "Achar arba meyas lechurban abayis." Once we're up to 400 years since the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, im yom lecha adam. If a person says to you, "Kach sade shava elef dinar b'dinar echad," I found a great real estate deal. There's a field here; it's worth 1,000 dinar. It's available for 1 dinar. Chanina advises, lo tikach. Do not purchase it, do not bother wasting your money, because the arrival of Mashiach is very likely imminent. Chanina is saying that once we're up to 400 years since Churban Bayis Sheni, it is then a time of great potential, great probability that the Mashiach will come. And so don't bother buying a field. We're going to have to pick up and go to Eretz Yisrael to greet Mashiach. But of course, it's well past that date, and actually by the time of the writing of the Gemara itself, it was already beyond this date, so it didn't come to pass due to our numerous sins. The Gemara brings a very similar teaching in a Braisa of a Masnisa Tana, which taught in the Braisa, Achar Arbasa Lofim Masayim Ushloshim V'Yachas Shana L'Briyas Olam. Once we're up to 4,231 years from the creation of the world, Im Yomer Lecha Adam Kach Lecha Sade Shava Elef Dinar B'Dinar Echad Al Tikach. Even if you come across this really good deal, you can buy this field at a fraction of its value, don't bother, because Mashiach is going to come at any moment by that time. Therefore, don't waste your money. You're purchasing fields. The Gemara explains, Mai Binayu, what is the difference between the teaching of the Braisa and what Rabbi Chanina said? In terms of the dating, there's only 3 years between their statements. The Masnisa Tafit Lashne. For the Braisa's figure, 4,231 from creation is just 3 years later than Rav Chanina's amount of 400 years since the destruction of Bayis Sheni, which was destroyed in year 3828 plus 400, gives you the year 4,228, just 3 years before the Braisa's number of 4,231.
Been listening to realclearedaf.com. Visit us online for resources or to dedicate a shiur. To speak with Rabbi Wise, call 855-ASK-RCD1. That's 855-275-7231.